Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Civilians under fire.
It seemed to me like hell.
Americans join the fight in Ukraine.
I am absolutely worried, but I'm more worried for the people there.
New all-time high for gas.
It blows my mind. It's a crazy number.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Я залишаюсь тут. Залишаюсь у Києві.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky with a message of defiance. He says he's not hiding, and he denounced what he called unkept promises from the West for help in fending off Russian forces. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Charlie Daggett in Kyiv.
Emergency teams picked through the rubble of another apartment building flattened by Russian airstrikes overnight in a harrowing search for survivors, finding instead lifeless bodies, families, a couple of children. Officials in the city of Sumy in northeast Ukraine say at least 21 people were killed. Adding to the atrocities and growing death toll in the Russian military's seemingly reckless and random shelling and aerial bombardment of residential areas. Ukrainian forces are holding ground where they can, continuing to mount a fierce resistance. Yet Russian forces continue to advance to the outskirts of the capital itself, and residents are digging in, determined to defend the city. This maternity hospital in Kyiv has become a makeshift bomb shelter for heavily pregnant mothers.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your first child?
Yep. Sulamia and Max welcomed their son, Hevniak, into a world of air raid sirens and explosions.
It is the most happy moment in my life.
This is Steve Futterman at the Poland-Ukraine border. There are some encouraging signs today. At least one of the humanitarian corridors in Ukraine, designed to allow safe passage for residents in cities under attack, seems to be working. In the city of Sumy, near the Russian border, residents are leaving in buses. However, in the city of Mariupol, which has been devastated by Russian attacks, the evacuations could not go as planned when the attacks did not stop. Meanwhile, today, another milestone has been reached. 2 million people have left Ukraine. This woman crossed the border here this morning, but was already talking about going back.
When the situation be normal, I want to come back because it's my home.
CBS News correspondent Tony DeCopel is with me here in Medica. He met with some Americans who are going into Ukraine to fight.
Andriy Penchek is a licensed truck driver who was born in Ukraine, but he launched this particular mission from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. He told us the hardest part was leaving behind his three young children.
I didn't say goodbye. I said, see you.
We spotted Christopher Callis in full body armor walking toward the checkpoint into Ukraine. Not to fight, he says, but to help others. This trained pastry chef with no military experience had been splitting his time between the New York culinary scene and Ukraine. But after evacuating his Ukrainian wife and baby to safety in Portugal, he decided to go back.
Is this something you're prepared to die for?
Yes. I want my child to have a Ukraine to go back to when she's grown up.
The AAA now says the price of gasoline has hit an all-time high in this country, a national average of $4.17 a gallon. It's well above $5 a gallon in California, where this driver filled up.
I wanted to cry because I cannot afford it.
This man in Virginia is ready for it to get worse.
Stop importing oil from Russia and put the hurt on them. It's going to make inflation go up even higher, but we've got to do what we've got to do.
The U.S. is considering banning Russian oil imports. That's about 3% of the country's total. Shell says it's going to stop buying Russian oil and natural gas and close service stations in that country. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal urges federal action.
We need to suspend the gas tax, 18.4 cents a gallon. There's no need for it.
To distance itself from Russia, the Stolichnaya vodka brand will now be sold as Stoli. The head of the Stoli group has been a longtime Putin critic.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
No classes today at East High School in Des Moines, Iowa, after the drive-by shooting on campus yesterday that left one teenager dead, two others in critical condition. Superintendent Thomas Ahart.
Our entire community is in mourning right now. We do not have young lives to spare in Des Moines.
Police detained several suspects. Congress has given final approval to a bill that would make lynching a federal hate crime. Also in Washington, a jury is starting deliberations in the first trial linked to the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
No witnesses, but a 10-minute closing argument from defense attorneys for Guy Reffitt, who argued Reffitt is a bragger but didn't assault anyone at the Capitol. Prosecutors argue Reffitt had a gun on his hip and brought zip ties, too, and was, quote, leading the mob and lighting the fire.
Jury selection beginning today in the trial of four men charged in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor. The Supreme Court has turned away efforts by Republicans in Pennsylvania and North Carolina to block court-ordered congressional districting plans. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it's a win for Democrats.
The state Supreme Courts had drawn maps that will be favorable to the Democrats coming into the midterm elections. The Republicans are trying to challenge those maps, but the Supreme Court rejected that challenge, at least for now.
Teachers in Minneapolis beginning a strike today in a dispute over salary, class size, and mental health support for students. This parent says it's frustrating.
To be honest, it's almost like numbing after the last 2 years.
Teachers in St. Paul reached a deal last night to avoid a strike. The Pentagon says it will shut down fuel tanks that leaked petroleum into the tap water in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, sickening thousands in military housing. Senator Brian Schatz.
There's nothing more difficult and expensive than a live environmental catastrophe, and that's what we had.
MLB has told the Players Union that today is a deadline day to reach a lockout deal to allow for a full 162-game regular season. A comeback at the Academy of Country Music Awards.
Yeah, but now I'm dodging powder.
For Morgan Wallen, who won Album of the Year. Last year, he was removed from the ACM ballot for using a racial slur. Miranda Lambert won Entertainer of the Year.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Buckingham Palace. The name alone conjures up thoughts of style and grandeur. Not so much.
Buckingham Palace has been the British monarch's official residence since the days of Queen Victoria. But now Queen Elizabeth has reportedly decided never to live there again, far preferring Windsor Castle. The late Prince Philip reportedly used to complain bitterly that food was cold by the time it was carried up to the royal apartments. It's suffered infestations of mice and is only halfway through years-long renovations to remove asbestos and outdated cabling. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Calvin Ridley tweets, I bet $1,500 total, I don't have a gambling problem. But the NFL says it's a problem because betting on NFL games by players is against the rules. And the Atlanta Falcons wide receiver has been suspended for the entire 2022 season. It occurred while Ridley was away from the team to address mental health concerns. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.